Life Audio.
I'm going to give you 5 keys that I think is really going to help you. If you're already available in your marriage, it's going to take you to the next level. You're going to have an awesome marriage, okay? If you do these 5 things. And if, again, if you're not there yet, you can still begin to employ some of these 5 things in your marriage. Hey there, lovebirds. Are you ready to take your relationship to the next level? Real Relationship Talk is all about uncomplicating your relationships and creating deeper connections. Many of you have already taken my free quiz to test your relationship connection and are receiving my free tips on how to reconnect with the one you love. If you haven't yet taken the quiz, be sure to check it out today at danashay.com/partner quiz. That's danashay.com/partner quiz. Hey, hey, everybody, it's Dana Shay, and you're listening to Real Relationship Talk. Thank you so much for being here with us today for this conversation. We, as you know, have been in a mini series called Connection Crisis, and we are going to talk today to some couples who I don't think get enough love. A lot of times we talk to couples who are struggling. We talk to couples who are like, I'm going to divorce you tomorrow. And that's my love. Like, that's my wheelhouse. I love helping couples to overcome those kinds of challenges in their marriages. But today, I actually want to talk to those couples who are actually doing the things, who are actually spending time with their partners, who are present in their marriages. So we're going to talk today about those couples who I'm calling aptly available. We're going to talk about what the word apt means, and then also how you can take your connection to an even deeper level. Now, maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, I'm not really one of those couples. Like, I'm not actually available to my spouse. Neither is he or she available to me. And I just stumbled upon this podcast. Dana, can you help us out? And I want to let you know that I can absolutely help you out, because this information is not only good for our couples who are already doing the things right, but it's also going to be really good for those of you who want to take your connection even deeper. All right, my friends. Well, before we get into all of that amazingness, I have some great news to share with you. I think it's great. It's a big announcement. We are actually going to be relaunching and reshaping this podcast. You all, I have been doing this show for almost 4 years. I started it in the COVID years. I didn't have a big launch. I heard the Lord say, you need to start a podcast. And I was like, all right. I ordered some equipment from Amazon and showed up in your earphones, okay? And so through the years, I have learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about you. I've gotten to know you all. I listen to what you send in. I read your emails. I see your reviews on Apple Podcasts. I answer your questions on Spotify. I have gotten to know you, and I've gotten to know what you need. And if you are on my email list, y'all know we talk all the time. I recently sent a survey out to my email list asking them for their thoughts on what should the new podcast name be? What are some segments that they want to see? So listen, if you're not on my email list, you're missing all of that. Okay. I don't just shoot like random emails to you. We have full out conversations over in the inbox. So I just want to give you an opportunity right now to join my email list. If you're not already on there, if you've taken the partner quiz, you're on my email list. If you haven't taken the partner quiz, we're going to be talking a lot about that. So you might want to go ahead and be sure to take that quiz so that you're not lost. Like, what? What is she talking about? You can find that at danashay.com/partner quiz. Now, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about, again, why we're refreshing things. I guess I shouldn't say like it's a relaunch, but it's really just a refresh. When I started the podcast, I intentionally left the word marriage out of it, if I can be honest with you, because at that time, almost 4 years ago, I wanted to reach everybody. I wanted anybody who had any relationship problems to be able to come into this podcast and receive encouragement, inspiration, and transformation. That's really my jam. I don't want you to just come in and get inspired. I don't want you to just come in and get encouraged. I want you to hear something on the show that's going to transform your relationships, that's going to change you, that's going to take you from where you are today, and it's going to take you to where you actually want to be. So that was the original intent, right? And then again, as I have really done this work and as I have listened to you all, I realize that many of you are struggling in your marriages, not just in your relationships, but like in your marriages, you're struggling. That's why you show up every Tuesday. And so I really want to narrow down to speak to you. I got married when I was 18. I don't know what it's like dating out here in these streets today, y'all. Like I hear from my single friends and God bless them. Oh my goodness. If you're single listening to this right now, God bless you because it is the wild, wild west up in these streets. But to be honest, I don't have a whole bunch that I can like share about how to be a successful single. I mean, I just don't. So that's why you don't hear me talk about that a lot. I'll bring in experts. I'll bring in people who can speak into that. But you know where I specialize is in marriage. And it's especially taking those marriages that seem hopeless. It's taking those marriages that you're ready to give up all hope, taking those marriages that you're just like 1 foot out the door because you're just so apathetic and you're just so done. That is where I believe, if I can even use the word, I am anointed in. And so that is going to be the new focus of this podcast. Now, does that mean that you can't still come for some parenting advice? We'll still sprinkle some of that in there. Does that mean that you can't still come if you have a great marriage? Please come because we need you. I need you in this fight. I need to hear your stories. I need to use your examples to help encourage couples who aren't there yet. So you're still going to feel welcome here. I just want to tell you that the podcast is shifting to really begin to help those people who really need my help. So with that being said, we are going to have a new name. And I'm telling you guys all of this so that you're not surprised when it happens. Okay, this is going to be happening in just the next couple of weeks. Okay, we are going to have a new name for the podcast. And it's not too late. If you want to kind of chime in and give your input, I'm going to link to a survey in the show notes. This is totally optional. But for those of you who are like, I've been wanting to tell Dana, maybe she should. This is your moment. Okay. So be sure to go to the show notes of this podcast, realrelationshiptalk.com/221, so that you can fill out that survey. All right. Enough of that. I'll give you more information about the new changes coming up, but I really want to just honor our time together today and talk to the couples who are aptly available. Now, again, these are couples who have taken the partner quiz at danashay.com/partner quiz, and they scored aptly available. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the quiz, when you take that quiz, you are going to be scored in four different areas. The last two podcast episodes, we talked about two different scores, ways that you're actually going to get your results, right? And those ways are you're either absent or you're apathetic. Okay. Today we're talking about the people who are available. And then next week we're going to wrap this all up and we're going to talk about those folks who are awesomely attentive. Okay. So when you score, not only will you get your results in your email, but then I'm going to send you some personalized resources and information, advice, wisdom that's going to help you to go from where you are to the next level. Today, I think these couples inspire me because they're not necessarily like perfect, you know, if perfection is even a goal, which it really isn't, because none of us will ever be perfect. But these couples are doing the thing, all right? They're showing up in their marriages. They are giving genuine effort in their marriages. And because of that, their marriages reap the rewards of it. So maybe you're listening right now and you're one of those who are like, you know what? I actually have a really good marriage. Like, I actually really like my spouse. We get along great. We have regular date nights. We have great conversations. We don't have a lot of drama and a lot of problems in our relationship. You, my friend, are who I'm talking to. And again, if you're not there yet, just listen because I'm going to help you to get there. So for those folks who are aptly available, you understand that the way that you spell love is T-I-M-E. It's time. You can't really say that you love someone if you're not willing to give them your time. Y'all, time is really the only thing that we have. It's your most precious resource. You can make $1 million a second, and that money can be wiped out just like this. But you will never run out of time until you close your eyes from this life and you pass on it to the next. So our time is so important. And this is why when we withhold time from our spouses, we're robbing them and our marriage of love. Those folks who are aptly available have understood that it's going to take time in order to have a good marriage. You don't just have a good marriage because your parents had a good marriage. You don't have a good marriage because you're two nice people. You don't have a good marriage because you're both Christians. You have a good marriage when you put in the time that is required to get a good marriage. So I'm going to give you 5 keys that I think is really going to help you. If you're already available in your marriage, it's going to take you to the next level. You're going to have an awesome marriage, okay? If you do these 5 things. And if, again, if you're not there yet, you can still begin to employ some of these 5 things in your marriage. But let's take a quick break. I need to pay some bills. We've got to hear a word from our sponsor. I want you to take this time right now. If you have not already subscribed to the podcast, click the subscribe or the follow button if you're listening on Spotify. That's super important, you all, because not only will the episodes show up for you automatically, but then I get to see who's really in this game with me. I don't want you to just kind of fly in and fly out. You listen to a podcast in October, another one in December. You might come back in March. No, like you're a part of the podcast family, my podcast family. So make sure that if you haven't already subscribed, that you subscribe. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, my friends, we are back. Now, let's first of all talk about the word apt, because that's not a word that we use a lot. Some of you are like, app? What kind? Does she have an app now? Not app, not APP, apt, A-P-T, okay? The word apt is a really, it's a unique word, and it actually means to have the tendency to do something. So I might say like, oh, I am apt to working out. I have the tendency. Now, I actually work out 6 days a week. So this isn't me. I'm just giving you an example for someone who might have a tendency. You tend to work out. Maybe you work out 3 times a week, or, you know, you work out 1 week strong and you take a week off and you come back. You have a tendency to do these things. Okay. Another definition for apt is appropriate or suitable in the circumstances. Y'all see where I'm going with this? So you're not like always available to your spouse, but you're pretty much available depending on the circumstances. So this, again, is not a bad place to be at all, but there is some work that we need to do in order to have not just a good marriage, but a great marriage. I want to have a great marriage, you all. Don't you? I mean, do you just want a kind of average, okay marriage? Do you just want to be like, we're good? Or do you want to be like, you know what? My marriage is awesome. My wife is amazing. My husband is thebomb.com. Like, our marriage is amazing. That's where I want to be. And so that's where I'm always striving to get to myself. And that's where I'm always going to keep pushing you to get there. Let's not become complacent in our marriages. Let's not get to the point where we're like, you know what? I'm apt to pay attention to my spouse, depending on the circumstances. No. Let's kick this thing up a notch. Okay. So I can live here in the apt space. You know, Sean and I have a good marriage. We really do. We like each other. We hang out. We laugh. We love our kids. Like, we have a good marriage. There's no drama. There's no, like, you know, stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't tell y'all about. Like, y'all know me. I am transparent. When there's something going on with us, I'm going to talk about it probably on a podcast, you know, might not be like that moment, but I'm going to tell you because I don't believe in like hiding things. I'm not, that's just not me. I'm not a person who fakes it or, you know, pretends to be something that I'm not. So we have a great marriage, you guys, but The truth is, I can live in the aptly available space because what happens is when things are good, you kind of take your foot off the pedal, don't you? You kind of say, you know what? Like, this is good. Let's kind of coast here for a little bit. And listen, there's nothing wrong with being on cruise control for a little bit, but there's times that you got to take your foot off cruise control and you got to pass that car that's coming up on your side, right? And when I say that car, I'm not talking about another relationship. I'm talking about something else that is vying for your attention. This is the thing, is that there will always be things in our marriages that vie for our attention. Children, jobs, especially, listen, if you are a busy professional like Sean and I are, you have to fight against being aptly available because you're busy. There's lots of things that are clamoring for your attention. And this is why I was saying earlier that love is spelled T-I-M-E. I love what I do as a marriage coach, as a speaker, as a writer, as a podcast host. I love what I do. I could do this for 18 hours a day and sleep for 6. Like, I literally could. But I'm also a wife. Like, I have a whole husband, okay? And so I have to remind myself, y'all, like, okay, Dana, it's time to shut the computer down. It's time to stop ideating and creating, like, go spend time with your husband. I have to be really, really intentional. And that is our first point, that in order to take your marriage from being aptly available to awesomely attentive, which we're going to talk about next week, you must, number one, be more intentional. Don't coast. Don't just depend on your good relationship the way that it is today, because I guarantee you, you can find couples who are divorced today who had a good relationship at some point in their marriage. What happened? They took their foot off the gas. What happened? They started allowing little things. The Bible talks about the little foxes that destroy the vineyard. They started allowing those little offenses, those little skip dates, those little lack of appreciations, they started allowing that little stuff to come into their marriage. And before you know it, now the little stuff is now big stuff. Now the big stuff is insurmountable and irreconcilable. And now they are no longer together. So how do we avoid all of that? We've got to remain intentional. Remain intentional. I'm a pastor at a multi-ethnic church. We are multi-ethnic by intent. Meaning we don't just want different people of different ethnic backgrounds in the congregation. Everything we do is with precise intention, from the staff that we hire, to the pictures that we use in our social media campaigns, to the music that we sing, to the type of preaching that we have in our services. Every single thing is intentional. And I was in one of our campuses last week, and I noticed some things that I had to speak up about. Not bad things, but somebody was not being intentional anymore. And our multi-ethnicity is always at stake if we do not remain precisely intentional. This is how we have to treat our marriages, you all. We cannot coast. Coasting is not a good thing in marriage. So the first thing is to stay consistent. Be intentional. You know, I've talked about my weight loss journey a lot on the podcast. And the truth is, y'all, I used to hate working out. Like, I hated it. I hated being sweaty. I hated having to get up early and do it. Like, I would talk myself out of it. I would procrastinate. Y'all know how it is. But then something happened. Like, when I started being consistent, I would say maybe like 4 or 5 weeks in, I started actually getting excited about working out. Now, y'all, I love it. It's one of my favorite parts of the day, is getting in that gym and working out. But that didn't happen overnight. That happened because I was consistent when I didn't want to be. And then guess what? The feelings ended up showing up. And this is why I talk so much about not following your feelings. Feelings are fickle. You direct your life. You direct your feelings. Don't allow your feelings to direct you. So stay intentional. Number two, stay curious. Stay curious about your spouse. Sometimes I'll just look at Sean's face and I'm just like studying his face to see if there's any new freckles that I haven't noticed, anything that is different about him. I was looking at his short eyelashes last night and I was like, your eyelashes are really short. I've never noticed that before, right? Like, that might seem like a silly thing, but stay curious about your spouse. Sean has talked on this podcast about how my favorite color changed and he didn't know it. right? You got to stay curious. You got to be like, I'm noticing that you're bringing in lots of navy blue lately. Is navy blue now your color? I'm noticing that you're scrolling through all of these types of cars on the internet. Do you want a new car? Like, are you now into SUVs where you used to be into sports cars? Whatever it is, right? Stay curious. That's what keeps your marriage fresh and alive and exciting. Stay curious about your spouse. Study your spouse. Learn new things about them. Talk to their friends. I love when I hear Sean's friends talk about him because I'm like, that's my, like, you're talking about my husband? Like, not in a bad way, but like, I didn't know that about him. And I don't get upset when I learn things about him. I get excited. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that about you before. So stay curious. Okay. Number three, vocalize your appreciation. Notice I didn't say be appreciative, because how many of you know we can be appreciative all day long of our spouses and never tell them? We're like, I said thank you in my heart, right? That's how a lot of people pray. I pray to God in my heart. I'm going to need you to vocalize that though. Okay. So when you are appreciative of your spouse, tell them what they're doing well. I was talking to Sean the other day and I said, you know what? There is something that I used to complain about all the time about you. And now I realize it's actually one of your greatest strengths. Sean is a servant. He loves to serve. He loves to give. I mean, sometimes it can be a bit much, like, honestly, you know, and I have to kind of reel him back in like, no. Our bank account is not going to allow you to give that money away. I'm sorry. You know, I kind of keep him in balance. But the thing is, I realized I was not expressing my appreciation for him being such a servant leader. He shows up like that in our family, in our marriage. And so vocalizing your appreciation goes a long way in helping you to stay not only available, but then to take your marriage to this awesome place. How often do you appreciate your spouse out loud? How often? I love writing posts about Sean on Facebook, right? And not telling him, just having him stumble upon one of my posts and him being like, wow, Dana, thanks. Like, I really appreciate that. I love doing stuff like that. I love to appreciate him. It's fun. Try it. If you're one of those people who are like, yo, you know, they know how I feel about them. I don't have to be all vocal about it. Yes, you do. Because even if words of affirmation aren't your spouse's primary love language, we all love to be affirmed. We all love to be appreciated. And this is one of those little things. You already feel it, right? I'm not telling you to drum up some words that you don't actually feel and that aren't true. But if you feel appreciation for your spouse, why not tell them? Tell them how much they mean to you. Tell them that you adore them, that you cherish them. Like, use words like that. Like, I just adore you. Like, oh my goodness. Like, can you imagine if your spouse just looked you in your eyes and said, I just adore you. Like, your heart would absolutely melt. And so I want you to be really intentional about showing appreciation and vocalizing your appreciation for your spouse. Number four is time block your time together. What? Time block? What are you talking about? Okay, this is something that Sean and I are doing now. This is a part of our level of being intentional. We are both busy. We both have lots going on. And even though we love each other and we have a good marriage, we still have to set aside time, intentional. So when I was talking about number one, being intentional, this is one of those examples. Sean and I have a set amount of time that we are taking to talk to each other as friends. We're not talking about bills. We're not talking about kids. We're not talking about business. We're not talking about any of that. We're just connecting on a friend-to-friend basis. Almost 25 years married, and we're still friends. He's my best friend. I can tell him anything. This is what we have to do. Sometimes, y'all, honestly, it was like, we don't feel like going out. We got date night coming up this week. I'm like, I am so tired. I've had such a busy week. But guess what? We still got a time block. Sometimes it's watching a show. We started watching this new show. Y'all know I don't watch a lot of TV, but there's this new show that Sean's got me watching. And sometimes we just sit there and watch the show together. And then, like, I'm such, like, I really probably should be a screenwriter or at least a movie or a TV show writer, because I already know how all these shows are going to go, right? I'll be like, okay, this is what's about to happen. And then they're going to do this. And he's like, how do you know that? That little thing is helping us to connect. What are you doing in your marriage to time block? Do you just allow time to just pass? And now it's 11 p.m. and you realize, oh, shoot, we really haven't had any real conversation today. oh, dang, I really haven't even talked to my spouse about that thing that I was intending to talk to them about. Time block. It doesn't have to be 2-3 hours every day. Maybe it's 15 minutes. This is something that I do with the couples that I coach, where I will have them commit to a time where they are going to spend 15 minutes. I call them the couples checkups, 15 minutes a day. Everybody has 15 minutes a day. So whether you do it at 8:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m., 5:30 in the morning to 5:45 in the morning, you choose your time, but try that time blocking. Put it on your calendar. Make it that important, just like a meeting that you would have at work or a bill that you have to pay. Time block your time together. And then the fifth and final point that I want to give you today is to pray together. Pray together. Now, I am not going to sit up here and lie to you and tell you that me and Sean pray together every day. We do not. We don't. We get caught up just like everybody else. We get busy just like everybody else. And there are times that we're like, shoot, we haven't prayed in like 2 days together. Now, he's praying on his own and I'm praying on my own, but I'm talking about coming together and praying. This is something that's going to take your marriage from just being aptly available to awesomely attentive, where you're saying, okay, let's take, again, it doesn't have to be 2 hours, you guys. It could be, let's take 5 minutes. Don't rush through it. I'm not telling you to only take 5 minutes now. If you want to pray for an hour together, you go ahead and knock yourself out. But try praying together. Ask your spouse, what do you need this week? How can I pray for you this week? What's something maybe going on with our kids? We have 2 adult kids and 2 teenagers. We stay praying for our kids, y'all. So pray together. That's going to be one of those things that, again, is going to take your marriage just to the next level. I cannot recommend it enough. So there we have it. If you are a spouse who is aptly available, I just want to say, well done. Well done. Because you could be absent and you could be apathetic, but you're not there. And if you want to go from being absent or apathetic to available, then go back and listen to episodes 219 and 217, because I have tons of information for you. But then you too can begin following these 5 tips that I gave you today. All right, you all. Well, this is a time that we are going to have our marriage/relationship affirmation. I am such a big believer in affirmations because the power of the tongue is life. You can speak death or life into your life simply by the words that you speak. I want to end every episode by giving you an affirmation, and I want you to not only say this with me on this podcast, but throughout your week, I want you to just begin to reflect on these words and begin to say out loud, wherever you are, in the car, in the shower, at work, wherever you are, I want you to say this affirmation with me. So today's affirmation is, my marriage is my most important relationship, and I intentionally prioritize it. Let's say that together. My marriage is my most important relationship, and I intentionally prioritize it. One more time together. My marriage is my most important relationship, and I intentionally prioritize it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Real Relationship Talk. Remember, we've got a new podcast name coming soon. I'm super excited about that. Be sure to check out the show notes for today's podcast. Again, you can find that at realrelationshiptalk.com/221 so that you can take the survey and so that you can continue to remind yourself about this affirmation. Well, as we end every episode in saying, a good relationship is not one that works. A good relationship is one where you put in the work. Be sure to take my partner quiz if you haven't already at danashay.com/partner quiz. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.